Yes, he picked one up, went like that. You'd say he'd done what to it?
He threw it.
Mm-hmm. Threw what?
The stone.
Uh-huh. And if he was standing by...
I'd call it a rock. I wouldn't call it a stone.
This is hard because I don't know whether to say rock or stone.
Yeah, well, I would call it a rock.
So I tried both.
Would they have to go again?
If you were standing by a river and you saw this thing bounce on the bank and somebody said, did that go only part way across? You'd say, no, it went.
You've lost me.
Well, this going through the rock,
it was short of the river.
Said, did it go only part way across, but you'd seen it bounce on the other side and go off.
Oh, it went clear across.
Uh-huh.
Didn't go clean across.
Yeah, or plumb across, or slam across.
Yeah.
Where were you at, say, 5 o'clock this morning?
I was in bed.
And this was here at the store?
No, at home.
Yeah. And I'll pick that one up later. If you came downtown and saw someone whom you hadn't expected to meet and told your wife about it, and she said, did you plan to meet him there? You'd say, no, I just...
accidentally met him.
Anything else you might say?
Not very well. I knew the one that was down there before, mm-hmm. previously, a big...
Ran into him?
Ran into him. It's a common term.
Oh, they'd have to...
If,
they might not have a new manager. I know they have a new...
A boy is... His boy's father is named William. And the boy is named William. You say they named the boy...
after the father.
Do you have any pets?
Not at the present time.
What have you had?
Oh, a dog and a cat and goldfish. Get him?
Yeah, I got him. Hey, he's a fat one. He's fat, but he's hungry.
Yeah.
That's the best way to have him. If you wanted your dog to chase another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him.
And if you wanted him to come to you?
Whistle for him.
Was your dog a purebred?
No. He was, a Cena. Yes, he was, too. This last one we had was a Dachshund.
Oh.
And it was a purebred. We didn't have the papers on him, but his mother was purebred.
They're sweet little dogs.
Oh, and real nice. It was a small one.
Uh-huh.
Our kids just got real attached to it, and then it got run over.
Oh, dear. We have some friends who've lost 5 in 3 years.
Oh. Well, we hesitated to get another one after that experience.
I think they've stopped, too. The last one was run over in their driveway by a milk truck.
Okay.
Pretty sad.
Yeah, it really is.
Changed dairies. What would you call a dog that's, not of any special breed? Just...
I'm kind of dense today.
He's not a purebred, he's just an old... Skip
what
that.
Do you call it? I can't think of it.
If two dogs are fighting and somebody goes in to pull them apart with his hands, you'd say, don't do that or you'll be...
bitten.
If you're going to raise cattle, what animals would you need?
Well, you'd need a bull and a cow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And the offspring would be called a...
calf.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a motherless calf? Here's some of that technical vocabulary you get.
No, I don't know.
If a cow is going to, if a calf is going to be born, you say the cow is going to...
They call it... I don't know. I can't think of it.
Well, just how would you... What would you do if somebody says, what's that cow going to do? You say, she's going to...
give birth to a calf, uh-huh. I guess.
This, I think, is what I'd say, too.
Well, I think a farmer has a word for it, but
yeah.
I couldn't think of what it was.
Sometimes it's come fresh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Funny how they don't like to use these terms. They'll get around them in any way possible. In southeastern Oklahoma, I talked to an old fellow, and he was astounded that we used the term bull in college when we had mixed classes.
Mm-hmm.
Not supposed to say bull when they're girls.